Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage continues, and what a year 2012 was. And the quarterback of that team was Tanner Matlick. And I remember, I think, at one of the celebrations coming back home, Tanner, that when, I can't remember what year it was, the consolidation took place, but I know you kids in junior high were still Aledo and Westmer kids. So, you know, you didn't get together and play on the same team until high school. So that experience kind of worked out pretty well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I can remember back in junior high when we were still the two separate schools, and there was, at the end of the year, there was a big game between Aledo and Westmer, and we were both 5-0 going into the year. And I think Caleb King played quarterback for Westmer at that point, who ended up being one of our middle linebackers. So that's always a fun story to tell, that we were both 5-0 going into the final game of the junior high season, knowing that the next year we would probably be playing together and that we could end up having something really special. So we all came together as a group of teammates, you know, didn't really know each other at first, but got to know each other over the years and formed a pretty special bond there in the high school career.
Yeah, and it led to a big thing in 2012. And for me, when I look back to that season, it's about roster. And it's not about diminishing other teams or other seasons, but there was some serious depth to that roster. Now, there was some great talent with the frontline guys, but that roster had a lot of dudes on it. You talk about the quantity was spread out evenly in terms of like the positions you needed to. I mean, that's where the equation all worked that year, I thought.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we had a ton of skill guys that, you know, we had our main group of skill guys that started the games. We had people who could come in and fill any role they needed to. And looking back on it, I think a lot of our backups who played for us that year in 2012 would have been starters in a lot of other programs across the state. So we were very deep, and I was blessed with a really good O-line, blessed with a really good defense, you know, that got stops, got our offense back on the field. And we were deep at every position, man. It was an amazing year.
You know, the setup for 2012, did it really start in 2011 when that team and that season you felt kind of ended prematurely, where, you know, a lot of penalties, I think, in that game against Stark County, and a goose egg on the board where you didn't score a single point and you lose 7-0 down at Pratt Memorial Field. So how much was that a motivation or a carryover into 2012, you think?
I mean, for me personally, it's what woke me up in the morning. Every morning I wanted to go in and improve on the last season, get better so that would never happen to us again. And it wasn't really ever spoken about, per se, between the coaching staff and the players, but everybody knew that season had gone kind of a sour note and how good we could have been and the run we could have been made in the playoffs. So I think, yeah, that was a huge motivation in 2012 and really propelled us into being even better than we were the previous year.
And I don't know, you know, how you can sum up the season as we talk with you. You know, I share a few of the memories that Coach Zunkel shared with me. You know, he talked about roster, and I know I remember for me the thing that stood out about that 2012 season was when Austin Ruth got that interception at Amboy. That kind of, you know, you're worried about Amboy driving that ball down the field and scoring to take the lead with no time on the clock, and then lo and behold, they throw a pass and a kid that's not a primary player on that team makes a huge play and keeps the season alive, as they say. So you know, it's hard to put a 14-game state championship season, I guess, in perspective, because there's a lot of different things that happen, probably.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's so many different times that things just kind of bounced our way, even in the state championship game. I think Belleville-Althoff was threatening a couple times there to score on the goal line. They fumbled once. We recovered it. The second time they fumbled near the goal line, Devin Morford took it for 96, 94, however many yards for a touchdown. And I think there were just so many defining moments throughout that entire season that you just had guys step up and make huge plays in huge key moments. And it was just the ball bounced our way so many times that it was unbelievable.
Well, and then, too, I thought the postseason route, you know, in terms of what that team had to do, you know, because Morrison was no slouch in round one. Everybody heard about James Robinson heading into round two. Amboy had a nice history and played in a good league, and round three, and then you talk about Clifton Central and what they did to the program, you know, several years before in the playoffs, and then Belleville-Altoff. I mean, Coach Uncle was talking about the type of athletes they have and their storyline and what they do across the board with not only football athletes, but their other athletes now. I mean, that is a cross-section of teams that this 2012 team beat that I don't know if we had to, you know, do it again. I don't know if we could beat those type of teams five straight weeks. I mean, that's the thing.
Yep, and I remember right when we got our draw, I had kind of a chip on my shoulder. You know, we went 9-0 in the regular season. We come out and we're looking to be a high seed in the playoffs, and we draw the defending state champions in Morrison, right? And so, you know, that whole run, we all just had a chip on our shoulder trying to prove the people who didn't think we could make it through, trying to prove all those people wrong. So it was a fun run, and like you said, we saw some really good talent, and I think, if I'm not wrong, we started off behind in every single one of those playoff games. So just the resiliency of this group to never give up, never give in, bend, don't break, and just fight through and keep grinding it out for four quarters, I think that was what was really special about our group.
Yeah, and the other thing I tell a lot of people about doing this for as long as I have, you know, you never get the feeling at the time that you can enjoy it as much as you should enjoy it. Now, maybe at the state championship game, when it's all done, you can really celebrate that moment. But I guess one of the things for me, you know, in these seasons, especially these postseason runs, you don't get to enjoy it as much when it's happening. I don't know if that's kind of a fair assessment, but at least you can come back now and you get to celebrate this and talk these stories over. You get what I'm saying? I mean, there was so much enjoyment from that season, but do you really get to enjoy it when you're worrying about the next game or the next moment?
Yeah. And as a player in this program at Mercer County, there's a ton of pressure, and there was a ton of pressure going into that season. You know, if we even lose one regular season game, is it going to be a failure of a season? So there was a ton of pressure all season. So it was hard to enjoy. But when we won the title finally, it was nice to take a deep breath, finally say we did it, and we had a little get together as a team that night, and that was good. But I think when I really realized that how special the season was the next year at Monmouth when we went 5-5. You know, I hadn't lost five games in a football season since I was real little, since I could remember. So, you know, having that season and then really reflecting on how special the group of guys I played with at Mercer County was, it was kind of a moment of realization for me.
Yeah, all right. You know, individually tonight, or this weekend, I should say, Zach Nelson is going in to the Hall of Fame. He's a key member of the 2012 football team, offense, defense, and he was I kid him all the time, he's a freaking great punter. That's what I always remember. He's like, all the things I do, and you talk about my punting, but I think special teams is important in the playoffs. But if I can kind of get a little melancholy here with the listening audience, you know, and I've done this since 1990, and I'm always amazed at how fast like time goes, and I can't believe a lot of kids not only graduate from high school, but they're out of college and they're adults and they're living productive lives. But I remember that the one thing that stood out about that, you know, really kind of that special school year of 2012, 2013, there was a picture, I think, this is a weird random memory. There was a picture of you at prom with Zach Nelson in the tux, and to me, kind of prom symbolizes the end of the high school days, basically. I know graduation is still coming, but to me, that was like a sad moment to say, well, gosh, I can't believe these guys and the season's over and they're graduating. So I segue to you a few words about Zach Nelson, who's going in with this team, but also as a state championship wrestler.
Oh man, he's a heck of an athlete, and he's a heck of a guy. Just getting to know him over the years, I remember me, him, Darren Harrison, and a few other guys used to play on the same, you know, Little League baseball teams growing up, and we would have sleepovers and whatnot at each other's house every weekend, it seemed like. So that bond was really special between Zach and I, and we've kind of gone our separate ways now, but we try to keep in touch. He shot me a few texts recently about all the Steam Wheeler stuff I'm getting into, and actually he's been trying to get a position here at Hahn where I work, so I've been helping him out through the application process with that. So we're still pretty close, but, you know, the high school days are really special. When you find a group of guys that you really latch on to and really make memories with all throughout your career that it's something you can just reflect on and talk to them when you see them about all the good times you had. So he's a great guy, fierce competitor, and really, really deserves his induction into the Hall of Fame at Mercer County. So I'm happy for him.
All right. Long live the 2012 Mercer County Golden Eagles, and we'll celebrate their success this weekend. Tanner Matlick, that was a fun season, and it'll be fun to get with the guys this weekend.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
All right, Tanner Matlick with us. Our Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage will continue on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.